A draft version of Humboldt County's plan to meet greenhouse gas emissions reduction goals is nearing environmental review and getting an initial round of public feedback. The county's Regional Climate Action Plan sets the agenda for how the county and its cities will meet state emission goals. A state bill, SB 32, mandates emissions reductions of 40% below 1990 levels by 2030. But at that point, the state will still be adding carbon to the atmosphere. So additional goals, also set by state laws, are to have all passenger vehicles be zero emission by 2035, and to have the sale of all electrical power to be from renewable or zero emission sources by 2045. Humboldt County's part in it is outlined in the draft plan, which sets forth a variety of measures to meet the ambitious goals. If successful, the county will reduce its annual emissions by 22,000 metric tons. The plan and its strategies were presented in a public meeting, simulcast online, and held at Eureka's Warfinger Building on September 10th. Key to success is collaboration between county and city governments and agencies. Erica Linhart of Rincon Consultants, the planning firm contracted to assist environmental review, said creation of a regional climate committee to oversee implementation of the plan is a primary measure because it's a prerequisite for gaining funding. Other measures in the plan include building electrification, including renewable and zero-emission sources. That will eventually include the offshore wind energy being pursued in an area off the Eureka coast. Transportation produces 73% of Humboldt's carbon emissions, and Linhart said a mix of actions will address it. Diverting organic waste from distant landfills is another measure. Carbon sequestration is also significant, and Humboldt has strong potential for getting emissions reduction credit for it. But Linhart said it has yet to be quantified. The meeting was pre-planned and, unknowingly, scheduled for the same night as the presidential debate, so public attendance was sparse. But issues raised included viability of funding, enforcement of the plan's measures, over-reliance on biofuels, the absence of emissions from refrigerants in the plan's emissions estimates, and the variability of commitment to reducing emissions among the county's cities. Comments on the latest version of the Climate Action Plan will be taken until September 20th, but more public comment opportunities will open as the county prepares and drafts an environmental impact report. A final EIR is expected to be approved in June of 2025. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.